It's a wonderful promise when God says in 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. You know, we've got so accustomed to thinking of God as our father that we don't realize what a tremendous privilege it is. If you were to go to any Old Testament saint, Moses, Elijah, or John the Baptist, and say, you can call God your father, he says, oh no. Call God as father? Impossible. He's God, to be dreaded, feared, Almighty God. That's how they were in the Old Testament, till Jesus came and the Holy Spirit came and comes into us and calls God Father. It's a tremendous privilege. And he says, I'll be a father to you. You'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So what should we do? Okay, next verse. Because we have these wonderful promises that we can be sons and daughters of God Almighty, let us sit back and relax. No. Many people sit back and say, God is my father, I'm okay. No. If you really believe that, let us cleanse ourselves. There is a cleansing that Jesus does, which I cannot do. That is from all the sins I've committed in my life. And if I sin today, even a slip up in one word, I cannot cleanse it without the blood of Jesus. If you speak one rude word, or have one bitter thought against someone, or what is very common among believers, you join the accuser of the brethren in saying things about somebody without knowing all the facts. You heard something and you say something to that person. You did this. Really? What evidence do you have? You heard it. Christians are so used to passing judgment on the basis of gossip. I've done it. I've finished with it. I say, Lord, I will not judge on the basis of gossip, because then I'm holding hands with the accuser of the brethren. I will not accuse God's people. It's not my business. I'm not their judge. God is their judge. It's the pastime. Like some people watch cricket, other people, their pastime is to sit and speak evil about others. And they are believers, and they'll talk about the new and living way. And they will talk about Christ coming in the flesh. And they'll talk about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and they will speak in tongues, and they will also hold hands with the accuser of the brethren. It's evil. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How many of you are interested in perfecting holiness? In the fear of God. And that is, as God shows me something, I say, Lord, it's me. I'm to blame. I judge myself. I'm not here to judge others. What will happen? Little by little, we'll become Christ-like, and the water of life that flows out from us will bless people and lead them to the Lord. That should be the experience of every single one of us. Can you imagine if all of us sitting here, what are we, 1,200 people? Every single one of us decides from today, my goal in life is to be Christ-like. I do other things. I work in a job. I earn my living. I've got to bring up my family, all that. But my ultimate goal is to become more like Jesus Christ every day. Imagine if all of us decide that today. And say, Lord, as you give me light every day, I will judge every viper that comes out of my heart in some way, through my eyes or in my thoughts or in my language. I'm going to kill it and finish with it. There are many more, but the ones I see I will kill. I believe we will experience revival in our churches. If we decide that I'm going to stop all this accusing of the brothers. all this speaking evil and gossiping when we don't know all the facts? Why do I have to do it? God has not appointed us to be a high court judge determining what is wrong with all the believers. It's none of my business. The Bible says, mind your own business. Don't be a busybody in other people's matters. That's a very important exhortation in 1 Peter chapter 4. I feel it's one of the most important exhortations that many of us need to hear. 1 Peter 4, it says, it's in the same connection of judging ourselves. What shall we judge ourselves in? We were reading 1 Peter 4:17. We must judge ourselves first. What is the context? Verse 15, just two verses earlier. Don't suffer as a murderer. I don't think anybody here is in danger of becoming a murderer. A thief? I hope nobody here is going to be a thief. Or an evildoer? I don't think you'll be evildoers. Or, fourth one, a busybody in other people's matters. There are four evil people mentioned here. All in the same category, all in the same boat. Murderer, thief, evildoer, and a busybody in affairs that don't concern you. It doesn't concern you one bit, but you want to poke your head into it and speak about it and speak about that person and the other person. You're in the same, according to the Word of God, you're in the same category as murderer, thief, evildoer. Don't glory that you're not a murderer, thief, evildoer. If you're a busybody in other people's matters, you're in the same category. Then it says, let us judge ourselves. Verse 17. And cleanse ourselves. I was challenged when I read the Apostle Paul's experience. When he said in 2 Corinthians 4:16, we'll read this verse in closing. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Our inner man, the last part, is being renewed every single day. Did you get it? Let me paraphrase it. I am becoming, Paul is saying, I am becoming a little more like Jesus Christ every day. I mean, if we become a little more like Christ in 1 year, that itself will be a great thing. If your wife can say to you, darling, you're looking more Christ-like since you, in the last 1 year. Wow. Or if your husband could say that. But every single day, what a radical man he was. My inner man is being renewed into the likeness of Christ every single day. The only way that's possible, if he judges himself every single day whenever he gets light on something. Instead of blaming somebody else or instead of making an excuse for it, Lord, that was me, it's my fault. I'm sorry, I spoke about things which I did not know anything about. I got involved in matters that don't concern me at all. And the thing that concerns me, the vipers in my own heart, I'm not dealing with. My beloved brothers and sisters, please take my exhortation. You will thank me when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ. I believe you will thank me if you take this seriously today, that from now on you're not going to be a busybody in anybody's matters except your own. You're not going to give opinions about things you don't know anything about. Even the high court judges sit 6 months sometimes to pass a judgment on a small thing. But we pass a judgment so quickly. In 10 minutes, we have expressed an opinion. What amazing arrogance and pride and conceit. Let's finish with it. It says about Jesus in Isaiah 11, he will not judge by what his eyes see or his ears hear. Because he just could be wrong. You know that verse? Let me read it to you. Isaiah in chapter 11, it says about Jesus that he would never judge by what his eyes saw or his ears heard. Isaiah 11, verse 3, the middle. He will not judge by what he sees or what he hears, but he will look for righteousness to see what is the righteous thing here. We all have a tendency to judge by what we think we have seen or we have heard. I believe God allows the sun to rise in the east every day and set in the west to teach us one thing. Don't believe your eyes. The sun is not moving. The sun is absolutely stationary. You think it is moving. Don't believe your eyes. It's like that. Don't judge by what your eyes see or your ears hear. But there's one thing we can see clearly, what dwells in our own flesh, that we see crystal clear. Judge that. And we can progress into the likeness of Christ. This is the mark of the fear of the Lord. It says about Jesus in verse 3, he delights in the fear of the Lord. He's so much of the respect for his Father that he would not judge by what his eyes saw. He would see something and say, well, I'm not sure. He would hear something and say, well, I don't know. Somebody says that. How do I know that's the whole truth? And first of all, why do I need to find out the whole truth? Is it my affair at all? It's none of my business. Leave it. I believe if we had followed this principle in the last 1 year, just this 2019, all of us would be much more spiritual than we are today. We can start today to make sure at least in the next 365 days we've made some progress, and gradually we come to the place where this is my longing, that every single day a renewal takes place in my life. That I want to be a little more Christ-like inwardly. That is my goal. I'll honestly confess it. The inner man is renewed every single day. If Paul can have that, why can't I have it? Brothers and sisters, many of us talk about new covenant and new and living way and Christ coming in the flesh and victory over sin, and we live at such a pathetic standard, just like so many other nominal Christians. What's the use looking down upon them? Let us cleanse ourselves and stop boasting about things which are not true, just doctrines and theology, and instead of a life that manifests the glory of Christ. Let's pursue that with all of our heart and say, Lord, baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire, a consuming fire in which I live every day, that I can be pure as you are pure.